2:08.
Next, a man has been arrested as part of an ongoing investigation into the creation and dissemination of false allegations on social media. The arrest is believed to be the first of its kind and follows an investigation which started in June when an image of a migrant man travelling on a bus in Newtown Mount Kennedy was circulated online, accompanied by claims that he was behaving inappropriately towards a minor. Well, with more on this story, we're joined now by Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent. Paul, bring us through the background of this case.
Well, as you say, Cian, this happened in June against the background of anti-migrant hostility and violent clashes between Gardaí and protesters who were trying to block the use of Trudor House in County Wicklow as a centre for international protection applicants. Now, an international protection applicant was asleep on a bus in Newtown Mount Kennedy in County Wicklow. He had fallen asleep, and while he was asleep, his picture was taken unknown to him. It was posted online on the X platform, and a completely false narrative was attached to it that the man had been exposing himself to a 14-year-old. This was completely untrue, made up, posted and widely circulated. Now, the Gardaí in Wicklow saw the tweet and commenced an investigation. They gathered CCTV, interviewed people on the bus, and identified the migrant and found the allegation wasn't true. They found the man to be very distressed and frightened by what had happened. They also say that the report caused serious alarm and concern in the community and gave rise to fears for the safety of people, particularly children in the community. So they continued their investigation and they identified the person that they believe was behind the tweet, who was using a false name on X. He's a man in his 40s. He's known to them as an anti-immigrant far-right activist, and he operates on social media using a false name, a pseudonym. So yesterday morning, Gardaí from Wicklow searched a house in the south of the county. They seized several electronic devices and mobile phones. These will now be forensically examined and the contents downloaded. The suspect was arrested at the scene and questioned. His period of detention was extended yesterday in a Gardaí station before he was released without charge last night. A file will be sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. But interestingly, the tweet had remained online with the video and the false allegation from June up until last night when it was deleted.
The legislation that was used in relation to this case, is it the first time that this legislation has been used in relation to a case like this?
Yeah, the Gardaí are now using existing legislation to target violent protesters, and in some in a somewhat a different way in some cases, such as the Public Order Act. And in this case, they've used legislation that is 38 years old, the Criminal Law Act of 1976, specifically Section 12A, which makes it an offence if a person, quote, knowingly makes a false report or statement suggesting, quote, an offence has been committed, and which gives rise to, quote, apprehension for the safety of persons or property. Now, in this case, the Gardaí clearly believes that the false report or statement about the migrant that he had exposed himself to a child, which wasn't true, that in itself is an offence which did give rise to a fear for the safety of people and property, because people get very angry and violent if they believe there's a paedophile in the area, an allegation in this case which was not true. However, the Gardaí have now convinced the DPP that they have sufficient evidence for the state to commence a prosecution and a person to be brought before the courts. But on conviction, this offence carries a sanction of imprisonment of up to 5 years on indictment.
Paul, finally, is this part of a wider pattern of Gardaí clamping down on social media incidents of this kind?
There's certainly evidence of that, and not just social media, but also the wider, the violent demonstrations at protests. I mean, if you take, for example, in Wicklow alone, if you take there were violent clashes in Newtown and Kennedy in April of this year, six people were arrested, four have since appeared before the courts there. On May the 1st, there was an incident also in Newtown and Kennedy where two foreign nationals were at a bus stop and were shouted at. They were called paedophiles. They were attacked, pushed around, told to get out and not come back. This was filmed and posted on social media, and again, widely circulated and commented on, and false allegations. The truth, however, is that the two men were not international protection applicants. They had no connection to the area. They had just finished work and were waiting for the bus to go home. So the Gardaí again began a criminal investigation in Wicklow. Two men have been arrested and charged with assault and threatening and abusive behaviour, and they're currently before the courts. Also in May, a man was arrested in connection with an incident where builders were prevented from working on a building in Ockram. A file is being sent to the DPP on that one. And also in the wider issues in relation to harassment and threats to the Taoiseach, 7 people have been arrested over demonstrations at his home. 2 files are with the DPP there. Another man has been arrested in connection with a bomb threat at the Taoiseach's home. There have also been arrests and 1 conviction in relation to bomb threats made against the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. And then just briefly in Dublin, in Coolock, 34 people have been arrested for the riots there, 26 before the courts. And in Dublin, in the Dublin City riots, 49 people have been arrested, 32 people before the courts.
Paul Reynolds, thank you. It's now 8:00.